Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Ted Gravlin's here. Ted's a new friend. He's the owner and president of Business Freedom Factory. He's a former business owner of another kind. He is the author of a new book called Shift, the 7 Steps to a Business That Serves You. He's our new friend, Ted Gravlin. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim, thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. I was telling the audience about the title of your book, and we all kind of broke into a little laugh together here. We all kind of laughed. I could hear my audience saying, "That's pretty funny, a business that serves me." And then I heard somebody else say, "They have those?"
But isn't that the reason why we do it?
But what do we got to – I mean, we're all saying, come on, Ted, tell us how we do this.
Well, I mean, you know, the bottom line is that most of us, if we're honest, the reason why we started the business is because we wanted to have some freedom to do what we wanted to do. And what's the definition of an entrepreneur? Some guy who works 70 hours a week so that he doesn't have to work 9 to 5.
Right, exactly. That's exactly right. Or like in my case, I was downsized twice in 18 months back in the 80s.
Oh, there you go.
And I said, I don't need any help screwing up my life. I can do that by myself.
Right. So then what happens is most people start a business. They're pretty good at whatever it is the business does. Like, you know, if the guy's a plumber, he can fix toilets okay.
Right,
and make
right.
Faucets work. But he really doesn't have any business skills most of the time.
Right.
And I was that guy. You know, I was an HVAC technician that started a business when I was 24. And I was like, I know everything. Of course, a year or two later, you're like, what the heck happened? I don't know how to run a business. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to find customers. I don't know how to do sales process. What's this accounting
I don't know
stuff?
How to manage my precious capital.
Yeah, I've got the IRS is telling me because I misfiled some forms, and I don't know how to do payroll accounting, you know. And by the time I do all that and still fix toilets or whatever I'm doing, where's my time? Where'd my freedom go?
Yep, that's
and
right.
So after, you know, over a 26-year period I owned that business, I learned a few things about how to do that, and my own experience is I was pretty successful at it because while I owned that business, I was running around doing all kinds of other things that everyone says you shouldn't be able to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was on tour with a rock band for months at a time sometimes. I was flying search and rescue airplanes, which you can't plan ahead for that. You know,
right.
You don't say, well, in my day planner, I'll put down Tuesday, 2 o'clock, I'm going to go fly.
Surely someone will be lost in those during that time, yeah. So, all right, those are good perspectives. So let's talk about how you, what was the first thing that you did when you said, all right, I'm not a sophisticated business owner. I just own a business, and I don't have my cornflakes together here. I need to start getting organized. I need to start becoming more sophisticated. I need to be more of a CEO and not just a manager. What was the first thing you did?
Well, I actually stumbled onto an organization that was helping people in my industry to do that, and they were showing you soup to nuts how to do it.
Right.
I think the thing that made the biggest impact for me was learning that I actually had to have a sales process that didn't involve me. And by that I mean, and I guess I discovered is that most of us, when we're doing sales initially, we kind of just make stuff up. You know, customers call us or whatever, we talk to them until we sell something. But it's different every time.
You're talking about reactive selling. You're talking about reactive selling instead of proactive selling.
Yeah, we don't really have a process. Like, well, normally a process might be step one, step two, step three. Here's what has to happen. I don't know, to sell a car, if you're a car dealer, you have to have a customer come in, they have to drive the car, they have to test drive it, they have to fall in love with it, then they have to want to buy it, and, you know, step one, two, three, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you learn what the steps are and figure those out for your business, then you can start to build a process to go from one to the other. Once that's done, now you can start hiring people to do it and say, here's the script, here's how we do it, and then you don't have to do it anymore
right.
every time.
So what you what you're talking about is what I've been telling my audience about, I'm encouraging them to do for years now, and that is to constantly fire yourself from jobs you don't have to do anymore and promote yourself
to
jobs nobody else is doing.
Right, yeah, so find the things you don't want to do, are no good at, or for whatever reason, or the things that need to scale, because, like, you know, in the case of the proverbial plumber we're saying here, why does that one guy have to fix their toilet? You'll never scale your business. And every time you don't show up, customers don't get serviced. So you got to figure out a way to scale it so that you're not the only necessary cog every day. So, you know, in the book, I go through seven processes that seem to be the ones that you, if, once you get these down, you can step back
right.
and, you know, and start to take some time for yourself to do what you really want to be doing, whatever that is.
Did you plan, was that something that you feel like that was the first discipline that you latched onto was planning, developing some kind
no,
of plan?
No, I don't think I did it on purpose. I think that after about 10 years, I looked back and said, you know, I'm kind of doing this on act by accident because I'm lazy. I don't want to be here every day, all day long for 15 hours a day. You know, I wanted some time off, so I started figuring out, well, why don't I just let that guy do it? And
right.
part of it is letting go. Part of it is knowing that, you know, someone's not going to do it exactly like you will, which is okay. But as long as they do it with a good result, you know, that's an important thing.
But planning in your book, that's the first thing you talk about.
Well, that's true, because I think for most of us, planning to figure out what it is you want, you know, figure out what's important to you. If you don't know what that is, how do you know, you know, this is like a life skill, right? If you don't know that you want to visit the Great Wall of China, how do you have a goal up?
Well, the plan, the concept of planning fits all disciplines, doesn't it? You mentioned,
absolutely.
You mentioned the sales plan. You got to have you need a plan for your hiring process.
That's actually a big one. I think the hiring one is a big one for most small business owners. It's something they've never done unless they own an HR company, and that's what they used to do for a big Fortune 500. But most of them, you know, hiring is not something they ever did. And frankly, it's the thing that's probably going to be your biggest
right.
problem ongoing all the time.
Ted, hold on to that thought. We got to take a quick break. I need your website, please.
TedGravlin.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. The book is called Shift, 7 Steps to a Business That Serves You. We'll be right back after these messages, 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Here's Eric to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.